It Was a Riddle, Not a Command by Joseph de Monde, Chapter 4, Few Are Chosen, page 20. Why is Yeshua depicting spiritual truths in a manner we do not understand? Yeshua explains the answer to this in the wedding parable in the Gospel of Matthew. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city." Matthew 22, verses 1 to 7. "Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot, and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Matthew 22, verses 8 to 14. Right there at the very end you are told, "For many are called, but few are chosen." Now read what Yeshua says in the Gospel of John. "Greater love has no man than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." John 15, verses 13 to 17. Did you catch it? "You are my friends if you do what I command you." John 15, verse 14. He also said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." John 15, verse 16. It is nothing short of mind-numbing to suddenly be hit with the realization that Yeshua did not speak in order to illuminate the masses. He was calling upon the chosen few, that is, those who had ears to hear and eyes to see, and teaching only them at this time. Those whose intellects the God of this world has blinded, because they do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of the Messiah, who is the image of God, should dawn upon them. 2 Corinthians verse chapter 4, verse 4, Aramaic Bible in plain English. It is no different today. Many are still being called, but only a few are actually being chosen. But you do get to choose if you will be one of the chosen or not. But only if you obey the words Yeshua said, "If you do what I command you." Does it still sound like Yeshua did away with his own law, especially when you take into account he only does and speaks what the Father tells him? Yeshua spoke again to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am the living God, and I do nothing for my own pleasure. But just as my Father has taught me, so I am speaking." John 8, 28. Aramaic Bible in plain English. "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father has given me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go away from here." John 14, verse 31.